Welcome to the Countertop Success Podcast, a show created to inspire countertop fabricators and installers to build a thriving countertop business. I'm your host, Stephen Alberts, the founder of the Countertop Marketing Company, the number one digital marketing agency for the countertop industry. On each episode, I'm going to dive into tips and strategies that you can follow to help grow your countertop company. And we'll also talk to leading experts in the industry on how they found success in their countertop business. So welcome, everyone. We're trying something new where we're, instead of using the Zoom meeting, we're using Zoom webinars. Never used it before. So if you have questions, you can type them in the Q&A section. I do not believe the chat section works, but the Q&A should work. So just type them in. I'll get to them at some point. I have two screens going, so I'll try to look at them as we go along. But let me open this up here. Let me just rearrange my screen a little bit. I tend to jump in and out of like slides, show you real stuff, slides, show you real stuff. So I'll start off with the slides, but we'll jump into the some screens and all of that. So welcome to our workshop. We haven't done these in a while, so it feels good to get back into the swing of things. From our ends, like, we work super hard for our clients, like you know, you work hard for your customers. Sometimes you don't work on the business as much. So we're getting back into that with this social media. Our social media is super outdated. So again, not proud to talk about that, but hey, I want to be honest, and we all fall behind a little bit in our own marketing and all of that. So, but again, it feels good to get into the swing of things, and there's no better time to do it before the end of the year. Hopefully things are probably a little bit slower in your shop so you can focus on a couple of these things. So if you don't know us, we're the Countertop Marketing Co. We only work with fabricators and countertop shops. We do trainings, workshops, all that stuff, right for the Slippery Rock. It's a family-run business. My wife's a part of the business. I have a great team. We're all remote. Everyone is, you know, super dedicated to what they do, and we enjoy what we do. So it's great. So today's workshop is, we're going to go over the current market and, you know, kind of go give you a little bit of insight into what's going on. You probably know, obviously, because you have a countertop shop. But again, we work with so many that it's interesting that different parts of the U.S. are different. But as a whole, we're all kind of seeing the same thing. So we'll get into that. I'll give you a good tool that you should check on at least a couple times a month. We'll go over what your shop needs. I see this a lot in this industry. We'll go over that. A very simple game plan for 2024. At first, I wanted to have like this big elaborate plan, but I'm like, no one's going to follow that. It's too much. You're busy. I get it. So I really simplified it and made it very attainable, where it's just some small goals every 2 months. Give you a couple of tips that I actually just thought about yesterday and today. One client actually emailed me a tip that I thought was really cool. And then, like I said, if you have questions, just pop them right into the FAQ or the Q&A part of Zoom. You can find that on the little bar, I think, in Zoom. Again, I don't know exactly what you're seeing on your end, but pop them in and I'll answer them. So let's go through the current market. So what did we see? We saw COVID was busy. Like, basically, you could do anything and you would be busy during COVID. That lasted years. Like, it literally lasted years. So the problem with that is, I think we all got very, and even ourselves, like for us doing some marketing for shops or doing the marketing for shops, basically nothing failed. So we're like, this is fantastic, you know? But that unfortunately wasn't reality. Like, that was just a big spike. And we'll look at the data. It was a big spike in jobs and projects. So again, it kind of warped our reality of what it usually is like. So we saw the slowdown probably like late spring, early summer. It's tough because summer historically in some parts of the U.S. are slow. So we don't know if exactly it was that, or if, again, if it was just the COVID rush kind of coming to an end. We did see, like, so my thought was, hey, it's going to come back once school starts in September for most places. I know school starts different times for different parts of the country. But, like, after Labor Day, people get back to the grind, work, all that. And then we see a spike, which we did in some places, but we didn't in others. So that I was like, eh, that's, I thought we would see that across the board. What happened was the lead cost went up, the lead volume went down, which makes sense. There's less leads, there's more people going after them, the supply and demand, right? It's just, there's less people wanting to do their countertop. And I explain this often to clients and just to whoever I talk to that, you know, like for my own scenario, my wife and I just bought a house, new house, our family's in. The first like week or two, the basement flooded, which we had no idea about. And, you know, before we bought it, so we had to get a sump pump, we had to get all this stuff, was not cheap. And we needed that, like, then, because it's a complete pain to be pumping out water all the time. Our kitchen is old. It is very outdated, but we can live with that. So that's the factor that you're against in this industry is that, you know, when the economy might slow down or whatever's going on in the world, if people are going to do the things that they need right now in their home, not the things that they want. I would love a pool in our backyard, but we're not going to do that right now. Same thing with the kitchen. I'd love to redo the kitchen. We're not going to do that right now. So that's the factor that you're against as well. And again, I'm not trying to be like negative in any way, but just realistic where you have to realize that when just the economy and everything is slowing down, this industry is going to get hit more than, say, a plumber or, like I said, the sump pump, the water restoration guys. So, again, keep that in mind. But let's look at the trends. So I'm going to jump into Google Trends. So you could go to google.com/trends, or it's trends.google.com. If you just Google Trends, this will pop up. And what I recommend doing is saving this somewhere, you know, as a bookmark or something on your computer, putting in granite countertops, quartz countertops, and countertops. So you simply just add a term here, porcelain countertops, which is interesting. We hear that porcelain is getting popular in some areas, but here again, there's just not enough data on that. So I actually left that one out, but that's what you do. So you adjust this a little bit to whatever you want. You can even just go after countertops if you want to just look at the general search for that. Then you could dial down to your area. I have the past 5 years here, and you look at the data. It's basically exactly what we were saying. So this was back in 2018, 2019, COVID spiked. Then actually 2021, it was interesting to see it really spike. Like it went up even more. Then it went down. So historically, even through COVID, it seems to drop down in December, right around this time. Even through the COVID years, it dropped down. But then you could see, if we look like around here, where are we here? Like this is what I was talking about. So we were kind of having those ups and downs. It was still pretty good. But then spring, summer, it's just like kind of gone down since then. So the good though, because again, I don't want to be completely pessimistic here, is historically, right in the new year, we do see these spikes. Now, of course, these are the COVID years, so it's tough to gauge that. But hopefully, we're going to see that spike in the new year. Of course, when people get their taxes back and all that stuff, their tax money back, we should see the spike there as well. But so definitely keep this tool. When we send our reports out each Monday, we now include this. Like what you can also do is scroll down and kind of look at what people are searching for. It breaks it out by, you know, whatever terms we put in there. So granite countertops, quartz countertops. But what was interesting, I was looking at this, like here, granite near me, quartz countertops near me. So that's good. Those are good search terms because people are obviously looking for material, you know, they're online looking for material that's close to them. But you could get some ideas in here just to see what's in people's heads, right? Like, what are they thinking? How to clean quartz, different colors that might be popular. Again, this might be different for your specific area, what's popular in your area. But always a good idea just to keep an eye on this. Even if you don't look at this data, keep an eye on this right here. Like, we can even go down to the last, I don't know, 90 days or whatever the data is. But I got this idea. I don't want to say it was my own, but from, they're not a client, but they're a friend. They own a shop, and they said, we don't even compare sales data to COVID years. We do it to 2018, 2019, which I thought was really smart because, again, everything was just inflated during COVID. So it's just, it really kind of screwed us all up just with our thought process of, oh, it should be busy, but it's not. So keep that in mind, use this tool. And yeah, definitely, like I said, bookmark this one, just keep it handy. So that is the current market. Now, what can we do about it? I'm going to keep it like this instead of making it a full screen because I'm going to jump in and out. So what I've found is a lot of shops don't even really have the foundation set, which is interesting. So I have a business coach and, you know, he helps me with my business. And like I was saying, hey, we're offering a new package. Like, it's just a smaller website package for countertop shops. And he's like, well, wait, like everyone has a website now that's optimized. And I'm like, not really in this industry. It's a little bit behind, which isn't bad. But if you're in that place, you got to build that foundation. So like, before you do some of the marketing, take a couple of steps back, get the website done. Make sure, well, let's just get right into it. Make sure it's fast, mobile friendly. And I'm sure you know all this stuff, but again, you got to start there because now these days a website has replaced a business card. Like, you know, business cards are a thing of the past. Now it's, oh, what's your website? What's your Facebook or your Instagram handle? Like, that's the new, or the younger generation, at least that's what they're, probably some of them don't even like know or have had any business cards, you know? So as your demographic for your shop might be a little bit older that still deals like that, you know, as time goes on, that's what's going to happen. You know, that's just going to be a thing of the past. A website now, people, even myself, when we're working with a company or looking for a company, we go there, we Google them, look at their reviews. I'm a big person that I'll read a million reviews. Look at their website. If it's like super dated and crappy, I'm like, eh, do I want to work with this company? So that's my thought process. And I do this stuff for a living. So maybe I'm a little bit different than the average person, but you know, again, you got to think that all this stuff has to be in complete order. So website, fast and mobile friendly, of course. Call to actions. Your phone number should be on the website throughout the site. Web forms, nice and easy, not like these like super complex web forms, which I think for most of the industry, it's usually not that bad. I don't see that problem there. We'll see the phone number lacking in a couple of spots. And tracking. I spoke to a shop yesterday. They're running their own Facebook ads and their own Google ads, spending about like $2,500 a month on Facebook ads and about $1,500 a month on Google ads. So I said, oh, you know, how many leads you're getting? They have no idea. They're not tracking anything. And again, that's, I'm not making fun of them or anything in that respect. It's just a problem. Like, if you don't really even know what to set up, of course, you're not going to set it up. They're getting advice directly from Facebook and Google. They will not help you, Facebook and Google, set that stuff up. They probably actually don't want you to set that stuff up because they just want you to keep spending money without actually knowing the results. So tracking's got to be set up. Google Analytics, it's free, not easy to set up, but it's free. You can get someone to set it up for you. It wouldn't cost that much. And call tracking. So if we jump over here, again, website, phone number at the top, buttons here, buttons throughout the site. Just again, simple, easy. Let's bring it back to the basics. build that foundation, because if you start spending money on Google ads or Facebook ads and you're pumping out a marketing budget and someone's going to your poorly designed website, you're just like burning money. You might as well just rip it up and throw it out the window. So again, simple, keep it simple. Just get the basics done right here. Form, very simple, very simple. So that's on the terms of that. Google Analytics, again, I just Googled Google Analytics. Just do that. Sign up for it. It's simple. If you get someone to install this for you, like we don't do, like if you wanted us to install this for you, we don't necessarily do little things like that. If you need a new website, all of that, then contact us. We'll help you with that. But Google Analytics, like less than an hour for someone to set this up. It's pretty easy to do. And Google Analytics is free. And then call tracking, WhatConverts, highly recommend them. I think it's like 30 or 50 bucks a month. You want to get that set up. You want to track phone calls and everything that's going on in your website. So we got that. We got the foundation built, the website, right? The next thing is the CRM. And this is super important because, again, we see many shops that I think the problem actually is that there's some good software out there, ActionFlow, StoneApp, MoreAware. You know, there's a good and bad software out there. StoneProfits, you know, the problem with most of those platforms is there's not like that CRM, like a Pipedrive or Hours or a HubSpot. You know, it's kind of, I don't want to say lacking, but again, they're really good at what they do. But to just to have everything, there really is no all-in-one tool. Even in other industries, it doesn't really exist. So you got to use two tools. Like the shop I was speaking with yesterday, I said, oh, how are you? They're using MoreAware to send out quotes and manage jobs. But I said, how are you tracking the leads? And she said, well, lead comes in, we'll call them. And then like for 1 week, call them the next week, and then that's it. And I was like, like you're spending all this money. You could get so much more out of it by using one of these systems. So CRM, you got to use something. Please, I beg you. If you're doing any marketing, you're wasting money if you're not using one of these. So this is ours, Stone Engage. A lead comes in, you move it around. Very easy. Our pricing, you can go to our website, look at the pricing. But for $295, you get the CRM, you get a new website, all that stuff. I'm not going to go into a big sales pitch here, but again, it's affordable. Pipedrive, I think it's like 50 bucks. They have cheaper plans, but I'd say like 50 bucks a month is probably what you need. It's good. We have some clients use this. For simplicity, I actually like ours better. I think it's just easier to use, but this is a good option. And then HubSpot. HubSpot's pricing it's tricky. I don't fully understand it. I think the more you add, the more it costs. But again, their CRM is nice. It's simple to use. Again, I don't think it's as easy as ours, but it's an option. Honestly, I don't care what you use, just use something. Something is better than nothing. So definitely it's part of your foundation, right? You got the website down, you got the CRM, you gotta use them or you're gonna waste money. So, and the problem is like, we have a lot of shops that we work with, and not all of them use the CRM, which drives us a little crazy because, again, getting the leads, there's going to be slow times. There's going to be times when the leads are coming in like crazy. So not saying that that's not the hard part, because that's going to happen. It's managing those leads and the sales. Like that's the biggest problem we see with shops out there, with either with existing clients that we have or when I'm speaking with people. Most of the time when I have a sales call, no one is using a CRM. They're just not. So it's a big, big gap in the industry. So let's jump over the Google Maps. Now, what you got to do here, again, part of the foundation, something easy you could do. And the best thing is getting reviews. Like with our clients, we optimize the profile, do all this stuff. But even just taking it again, I'm trying to take everything back to the basics, back to the foundation, reviews. You got to get reviews. So again, you might have a process to get them. Our software has a piece where you can get reviews, whatever it is, just get a couple, a couple a month, do it consistently. Now, a couple ideas that I came up with are, have your employees get the reviews. What do your employees want? They want money, they want gift cards and things like that. Money will make people do things, right? You know, people will be incentivized to do things like this, you know, extra things, like that's not part of their job, for like, you know, $100 gift card or $50, whatever it is. And it's kind of fun, right? You know, like switch it up and kind of make it like a contest. One thing you do not want to do is incentivize the customer. It's actually against Google's terms of service, where you do not want to say, hey, give us a review and we'll give you $100. Like, you could do that with the employee to get people to get them to get people to leave your reviews, but you can't solicit reviews from customers in return for a gift or a reward or something like that. Will Google ever find out? Probably not. But if they do, they'll shut down your profile. They'll take away your reviews. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know exactly what they'll do, because I don't know how they would find that out. But again, just, I would not do that. Will it help you get reviews? Probably. But again, ask the customers that are happy. Again, even just a few a month, you don't have to go crazy. But I like the idea of start to use your employees as, you know, make it kind of like fun. Make it like where they can earn something that helps you get more reviews. They get something out of it. Everyone's happy. Now, the next thing, big problem we see, project pictures. It's, I understand, like you do an install and the job's not complete. The sink's not in, the electric's all over the place. So it's not picture ready, but those pictures are better than zero pictures. So even like at the right angle, you could take a picture by not having some of that show in the picture. Everyone has a decent camera, because your phone is a decent camera now, so you don't need a professional setup for that. Yes, if you could get a photographer every now and then, great, do that, but at least get some pictures. Now, a similar strategy for this is, and someone gave me this idea, I can't remember who, but incentivize the employees to get pictures for you, right? So whether it's then, I don't know, you'd have to figure that out, but whether it's right after an install, they get some pictures, maybe they go back and get pictures somehow. But for this, you can incentivize the customer. Why not give them $100, $200, who cares, right? Couple of $100 for some good pictures. You would pay a photographer that much anyway. Yes, the pictures probably will be better, but get them to send you pictures. Now, to add on to that, you can also get them to say, hey, you send us some pictures, we'll give you a $100 Amazon gift card. If you post them on Google, we'll give you $200 Amazon gift card. Now, the reason you want them to post it on your Google Maps profile is because that sends a signal to Google. So the more interaction you have with that profile, the reviews, the project pictures, even people just interacting with it, like calling you from it or hitting get directions, the more your profile will show. And we see great leads and traffics from a Google Maps profile for countertop shops. So definitely 100% get those project pictures, get them to post them on Google Maps. And again, if you do this consistently, you will have an increase in jobs and just exposure overall. Very, like all of these strategies, yeah, I'm saying get a new website, get it fixed, blah, blah, blah. That's going to cost you a little money. The CRM going to cost you a little money. Google Maps, and you know, you're giving your employees a little bit of money. Project pictures, same thing. But you know, this stuff isn't like, you don't have to shell out $5,000, $10,000. It's manageable with just a very small budget of like some rewards and some things like that. And then the last thing is paid ads. So we, again, just looking at our pricing, we have different packages, you know, different packages that doesn't include ad spend. So whenever I talk to a shop, you know, now I say, hey, what's your budget in turn? Like, our pricing doesn't change. You can look at our pricing at any time, but what's your overall budget? Because if you only have like $500 a month, you're not going to do Google ads. It's just not going to happen. So figuring out what your budget is overall and then coming up with a strategy is what you want to do. And with that, I have the light paid ads option of just giving you some advice where, let's say you don't have $1,000 a month in Google ads or Facebook ads, and that's okay. Get those project pictures, get those posted on your social media, Facebook and Instagram profiles, and then put $5 a day behind them, $150 a month. I think that's most shops can do that. And get that promotion, because you can post on your profile all day long and Facebook and Instagram are not going to show it as much as if you just put a small budget. You can even take this down to $3 a day. So again, it could be a small budget, but you will get a ton of exposure. It's basically the same thing as having a billboard. You have a billboard up on a road close to you and you get exposure from it. Same thing with running a very small budget on social media. You're going to get a ton of exposure because everyone's on their phone. Everyone's on Instagram and Facebook, at least a big majority of people. And it's just, again, it's like having a billboard. For these type of ads, you're not going to go right for the lead. Actually, I'll show you an example here. I forgot I had this screen. So it's not a picture of the actual ad, but for this client, we just set this up recently. It's just a brand awareness ad, right? It's just getting the name out there. They have some good project pictures. And you can see for 21 people, well, first of all, let's see, 1,400 people saw the ad. So they might not have clicked on it, but at least they saw it. So your brand went through their brain at some point, right? 21 people actually clicked on it. And this has only been live for like 2 days. I think we're running this at $5 a day. It's only been live for like a couple of days, but 49 cents per click. So to get them over to your website, we send them to the gallery page to look at project pictures. 50 cents per person to check out your website. I would pay that all day long if that stays at that price. It's a fantastic price to get your brand in front of people. Again, you don't have to spend thousands a month on this. $5 a day, $3 a day, whatever it is. We'll probably do a webinar on this because, again, you could set it up. You can have someone set it up at your shop. I was toying with the idea of doing it this way or with boosted posts because you could do that as well. This is actually a little bit easier, but we'll get into that at another point, at another time. But again, very, very easy to do. And like I said, it just gets you exposure. I mean, I kind of know prices of billboards where they could be like $1,000 a month, but some could be thousands and thousands. I would put my money all day long in a campaign like this because because someone sees a billboard and then that's it. They're not going to type that in on their phone. That's just brand awareness, right? This, you're going to get some people go to your website, but you'll also get them to see your brand as well. So it's doing a couple of things. So definitely do that. I do see a question here. Does both? Hold on. Let's see. Again, new to this new Zoom webinar thing. Does both Facebook, Instagram return equal results or does one perform better? That's a great question. So the question is, does both Facebook and Instagram return the same results or what does one better than the other? Usually, it again, depends per market. Usually if you're in a market with, again, depending on the demographic, might be more Facebook heavy. Younger demographic might be more Instagram. Now, I know even younger demographics are on other things, but just talking about Facebook and Instagram, we'll usually see, again, it's so back and forth because with our lead campaigns, we'll usually see sometimes the leads are cheaper on Facebook, sometimes they are on Instagram. The beauty with a campaign like this and really any Facebook campaign is right now this is running on both platforms. So you'll like just by setting up one campaign in Facebook, as long as it's set up correctly, you'll show on both platforms. So you don't really have to do anything extra. You could just set it up. It'll show on both platforms. The problem sometimes is Facebook's not great with split testing, so they will weight one platform more than the other. Usually that's Facebook. So if you set, so for instance, we were promoting this webinar with Facebook ads, and I was looking at the numbers and I'm like, oh, they're really just showing more on Facebook rather than Instagram. So what we did was we broke down campaigns where the one campaign only shows on Instagram, one campaign only shows on Facebook. So it's a good way to kind of see that. But again, we do see the cost. Again, it depends in your market. If you're in a city with younger people, you'll probably get better results on Instagram. A little bit older of a demographic, Facebook. But again, when you run ads on Facebook, you can run them on the marketplace, and that helps there as well. So I don't know. I'm giving a ton of different answers for the question, but the main answer is that you got to test. It goes back and forth. There's really no one answer for that. We see it sometimes good on one, sometimes good on the other. So hold on here. All right, so let's jump into the 6-month game plan here. Hold on. So the questions, I don't really know how the questions are. I just see them on my screen, and then I'm just going to answer them. So again, if you have a question, just type it in and I'll answer it. I don't think you guys get to see the questions, but just as they pop up, let me know, or just type them in and I'll answer them. So a 6-month game plan. Again, we're going to keep it simple. We're not going to get into this in big blueprint of a plan that no one's going to follow. And it's going to sound like, listen, I already have this stuff in place, which is okay, but maybe you have the CRM in place, but are you actually using it? Is your staff using it? So first thing, January and February, we're going to break it down to the website and CRM. Now the website, again, you want those forms on your website, call to action improvement, Google Analytics, and call tracking. This is basic stuff. If your website sucks, get it redesigned. I mean, we have a package right here, $295 to set up your website. You get the CRM, you get all that stuff. If that isn't good for you, find someone local, probably be a couple $1,000s, whatever it is. You don't need to spend like $5,000-$10,000 on websites anymore. Should not be that much. It's way too much for what you need. Keep it simple. CRM, you got to pick one and just use it. You got to use it. I don't care what you use, just pick one and stick with it. Follow up with the leads. A lead comes in. What are you going to do? A lead comes in here. Call them right away. Have someone in your staff call them right away. Like our system set up, a lead comes in, we text them, we email them right away. So some of the automation is set up, but that there nothing replaces that phone call. Call them right away as fast as you can. I think we had data from one shop. They said 3 hours is like the time frame they figured out. If they could do it, a lead comes in under 3 hours, it's better than over 3 hours. I would say even make it like quicker, right? So like if I would get it into the 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, a lead comes in, call them, and then just manage the pipeline here. So again, this is ours, but Pipedrive will be the same thing. You can see the pipeline looks pretty much the same. Move the leads down the pipeline, let the automation work. Again, you got to get it set up, whether you use this, our system, HubSpot. So all that automation is set up, but let that do the work for you. For instance, this company that I was speaking to, they said they follow up with a phone call, and then the second week follow up with another phone call, no email follow-ups, no texting. So the revenue that they're losing is just massive by not having something like this in place. It's crazy. It really is absolutely insane. So get that set up. That's your goal for January and February. Now let's bring this over to March and April. Again, simple goals. We're not going to do everything in January because it's just not going to happen. March and April. So you got some time till this happens. Google Maps and project pictures. What you want to do? 3 reviews a month for Google Maps. You can do that. You could get 3 reviews a month. It's definitely possible. Project pictures, try to get a handful a month. Again, you need some type of plan in place, but like I said, use your employees to get them. Use the customers to send you project pictures and just build on that and be consistent with it. As you are consistent with it, you will see it's you'll get more traction, you'll get more exposure, plus you have a ton of great content to then use for social media. On social media, you could just post project pictures all day long. That's the best thing that a shop can do. You know, post some of the showroom, of, you know, have your employees post some of themselves, you know, new material that comes in, change it up a little bit, but project pictures all day long you can post on social media, which then takes us into our May and June tasks. Here is where you're going to take those project pictures, you're going to put a little bit of money behind them, and you're going to promote them. And again, doesn't have to be a ton of money. It can, you know, depending on your budget, you spend what you're comfortable with. But by May and June, you know, you got the website CRM set up, because that's the most important, right? This is all going in order. Website CRM, you got that set up. Now, if your website's great, like I said, and your CRM, even if you have one, you got to start using it. It's pointless if you have it and you don't use it. So we got that done. Then we rolled into the Google Maps, the project pictures. Now you got that going. You were like, I don't even know, 20 times ahead of any other shop out there, because most are not doing this stuff. So you're in a good spot by May. Now you have some good content. All right, let's now run some ads to get some traction on social media. Again, you might want to do this sooner, but if the other things are not in place, don't rush to doing this. Now, by this time, we will have another workshop on this where you could do it yourself, or I'll just kind of show you what you can do in terms of promoting some posts and all of that. But even if you're like, hey, we have a lot of this in place, we want to start doing some of this stuff now, just start boosting some posts. Set up the targeting, your area, you know, dial it into your area. Don't do the whole US, because that could be a mistake that you do, and then you're just wasting money. But dial it in a little bit and just boost some posts. You know, get those project pictures, boost the posts. And that will help you greatly. You know, again, you'll get a ton of exposure. It's basically like having a billboard online in people's hands in their phone. So a couple of tips that I do have here. Hold on. A couple of tips that I thought about. I don't know when I thought about these. I think today and yesterday. So like I said, from the beginning, I said we kind of slacked on our own social media. So I'm thinking of different ways to do things, even like with these workshops, thinking of different ways to do them. Because I feel like also when you do things over and over, you got to just spice it up, right? You got to change it up a little bit. So social media contest. So something that we're going to start doing as with our team is we're all going to do social media posts and kind of tally up the amount of engagement and kind of make it like a contest, make it a little fun, right? And like I said, you know, it's fun. It's good for the company. So I don't know, just makes it better. So do the same with your employees. Maybe you want a little bit more control of what posts go out. So that's okay. Somehow get all the posts, like, again, with our tool, you could get all the posts in here, but there's a million social media tools you can do that with. Buffer is a good one. Hootsuite, you know, curate all the posts for the month, let them go out through the month, and then just tally up the likes and the engagement that they get. And then at the end of the month, whoever had the best post and the most engagement gets, you know, a gift card or whatever it is. It's a great way to get the team involved. Plus, just again, make it fun and make it a little bit different. What we're doing is we're theming our days. So like Tech Tuesday we'll give you some different tips on tools and technology. But like for your shop, like maybe Material Monday, right? Where you show off a new type of stone or a new stone that you got. I can't think of any off the top of my head except that one. But again, think of different things like this, theme it, because then people actually, I don't know where I learned this, somewhere in my journey on online marketing, but like if you have Material Monday, people will kind of expect after a while that, oh yeah, Monday, I'm going to like learn about something new that they're offering. Maybe explain a material or show off something that just came into your showroom. You know? So people will get used to you putting that content out on that specific time. And then you're just kind of programming them to just be more aware of your brand and interact with it more. So it really works well. Even like newsletters, when you send them out, like we send ours out on Tuesday and Friday. We do it on specific days because I want people to be like, oh yeah, I know I'm going to get an email from them on Friday. So I don't know why it even makes it better, but again, they just expect something from you. So they might even look, some people might even look for it, which is even better. So that's with the social media. And then like your reviews, one of our clients just emailed me this question because I've said this in the past and it's just out there as well. You know, out there on just information that you should do this, where have your employees like the reviews for your Google profile and even Google Maps profile and even Facebook reviews. Because as they interact with the reviews more, that will help your profile show more. The more interaction, the better. But the big tip is here, do not have them do it all in the showroom. So don't like bring them all in and say, hey, let's all pull up our phone and like all these reviews. Do not do that. Have them do it at home. And again, even if it's just like a couple employees a few times a month, because I'm sure that's the last thing that someone wants to do is go home and like reviews. But even if you could get that done a handful a month from a few employees, maybe rotate through them each every other month or whatever it is. But if they do it at home, it's a different IP address. That sends a better signal to Google rather if it's from your showroom and it's all the same IP address. You do not want that. Again, do I know 100% that affects for your profile to get shown more? Not really, but that's just the way Google is. Like, they want everything to be organic. So if you're getting a lot of, even if you're getting reviews from customers all at your location, they probably mean more if they do them from their home. Because again, you're not Google smart. Listen, I don't even know why, but it's just better to make it look more organic and more real. And by having that done at all different locations, at home or wherever else, it will help your profile that much more. So that is, I'm pretty sure, let's see here what else we got. I think that's it. Oh, I have one more resource here. So to go back to the web stuff, again, like we have a great web package that we're going to start promoting more. If you're interested in that, just book a call. But if you're like, hey, I got a website and I don't really need a new website, go to upwork.com. This is a great site to find freelancers. Again, you got to, like, it takes time to figure out how to use this platform and all of that, but you can find a web designer. If you're like, hey, I got a good website, but I need Google Analytics set up, go over to Upwork. You're going to have to create a job, do all that, but post in there, hey, I need Google Analytics set up, $50. Like, it's not going to cost that much money. You can even post in there that you need a new website and all. Again, you'll have to do your research on the person that responds to you. But for simple things like that, if you need little like website updates and things like that, Upwork's a fantastic place. You'll get people from the US, but also all around the world. You know, you'll find quality help here. You can read reviews of them and all of that. I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but we've definitely used Upwork in the past. So again, that's pretty much it in terms. Let's see what else do I got here. So again, check out our website for that new package that we have. We are going to do some type of like end of the year deal, or maybe even roll this into the next year. For this new plan, if you pay in full, you get 2 months off. So again, for basically under $3,000, you're going to get the website, you're going to get a CRM, some light marketing and all of that. So check that out. And then if you want to book a call, just simply go over to our website, click on book a call, pick a time that works for you. And that is about it. So I think I see any other questions here. I see one more question here asking about the Google Trends. Yep. So this question was just asking, like, how do you get to the Google Trends? I think the easiest way is just go to Google and then just type in trends. And it should just pop up at the top. Yes. So it's trends.google.com. I think you could go to google.com trends. Let's see what happens here. Yep. If you go to google.com/trends or trends.google.com, this will pop up right here. And then, like I said, just type in countertops. You could type in quartz. You can type in granite. But type this in, put in your specific location here if you want to dial it into your location. The one thing with putting your specific location in is, again, there's only so much data. So if there's not enough, you're not going to get as good of a gauge on just the overall market. But again, you'll get something. Use this, though, again, just obviously, you might see this might show it's going down and your market right now is great. So, you know, use this just as a general gauge of how things are going. But it's a great to just have up, check it out every once in a while. Like I said, we're starting to theme our social media content. So we're going to have Market Mondays, and some of those will be like how the market's doing, right? Give you some analytics, give you some data like this, fill you in on the market. So it's just a great tool to keep an eye on, just so you can see, because it really explains exactly what has happened with the market just from data from people searching, right? So yeah, check that out. We are going to have another webinar in January. We'll do these monthly now. The next one, I'm not 100% sure what it's going to be, but I will definitely let you all know. And we'll have the replay of this soon, so we'll send this out as well. And that is it. So thank you guys for jumping on. I appreciate everyone that stayed until the end here. And I got to figure out how to close this thing out, actually. But yeah, reach out if you need anything. Always go to our website. You can book a sales call if you have any problems or need anything, or, you know, have questions. Reach out and have a good holiday. See y'all soon.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Countertop Success Podcast. And make sure you head over and subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, and all the other major podcast platforms. Now, if you're looking to grow the retail side of your countertop business outside of word of mouth and referrals, then go over to our website at countertopmarketingco.com and book a free strategy call with me. Also, when you're on our site, check out our free training section and you'll find a ton of helpful resources that you can use to help grow your countertop business. Again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next show.